Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
It's good to be here again.
再次来到大家当中，非常高兴。
There are some people that ask me why am I hobbling and wearing a sneaker today. Some people are asking me why am I hobbling and wearing a sneaker today.
有人问我今天我走路怎么有点拐，为什么穿着球鞋来？
See, there are two things I can't eat in this world.
在这个世界上有两样东西我是不能吃的。
One is peanuts.
不能吃花生。
And the other one is spinach.
也不能吃菠菜。
And usually my loving wife filters all these foods for me.
我可爱的太太常常会把这些东西拿走。
But she is not with me for2 months.
但是有两个月的时间我们没有在一起。
So I'm home alone.
所以呢我是孤身在家。
So I mistakenly ate 2 big bowls of spinach.
结果我不小心吃了两大碗菠菜。
Mixed with spinach. It's not spinach, I will recognize it, but it's mixed with spinach. So.
是就是菠菜掺和在那两大碗里面。
So, It's been difficult for me to come over here today because I have gout in my feet.
那所以今天我来到这里面其实是很困难的，因为我的脚上面，我的脚肿了。
Yeah, so, 有痛风。
痛风。
Yeah, so, forgive me for not wearing proper shoes.
所以请大家谅解，我今天穿的鞋不大合适。
And it makes me appreciate how much my wife takes care of me.
让我再次为着我太太这样的照顾我心存感恩。
So let's start with the prayer for our message.
好，信息之前我们有些祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，为着这个时间我们感谢你。
Lord, what a wonderful time.
何等奇妙的时间。
Lord, every time that we can come in front of you to read of your words, Lord, we know this is your grace.
每次我们到你面前读你的话，我们知道这是你的恩典。
Lord, in this crooked and twisted world where there's no truth anymore.
在这个弯曲变谬的时代，再也没有真理。
Lord, when we come back to your words, we see the truth.
但是到你面前来的时候，我们寻求你的真理。
Lord, we ask you that you may help us to understand what it is that you want to say to us.
我们求你帮助我们明白你对我们所要说的话。
Lord, and may your words become real in our lives.
让你的话在我们生命当中成为真实的话。
So that we may be continuously word by you and changed by you.
我们可以跟你同行，也可以被你所改变。
Lord, we thank you, and we hope you bless the following time with your own words.
我们感谢你，愿你用你自己的话来祝福我们以下的时间。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
请大家打开帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章一到四节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 through 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章一到五节。
I remember the last time I was here, I shared with you 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 to 5.
记得上次我来这里的时候和大家分享的是帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章的二到五节。
That's the 第一章。
第一章的二到五节。
Yeah, that's the beginning of the first letter. Today we're going to talk about the beginning of the second letter.
上一次是前书的开始，这次我们分享了后书的开始。
So let's all read together in English and Chinese.
让我们用中文、英文一起来念。
Okay. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are always to give thanks to you, God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering. Okay, so if you can, please have your Bible open. Doesn't matter if it's paper or on your phone. We're going to follow these five verses very carefully.
如果可以的话，请你们把圣经开着，无论是你用纸印的圣经，还是用你的手机，因为我们一直要看这五节经文。
The title for this message is called "Don't Worry, I'm Still Here."
今天信息的题目是“不用担心，我在这里”。
Don't worry, I'm still here.
别担心，我还在这儿。
You know, I'm not sure about you.
我不知道大家如何。
But I know that sometimes in my heart, I'm not quite sure whether our God or Lord Jesus Christ is there.
但我知道有时候在我心里不太确定我们的神和耶稣基督是否还在那儿。
And the second question is, even if they're there,
第二个问题是即使他们在
does it really matter to me?
对我来讲有关系吗？
Do they really care about me?
他们在意我吗？
I ask you to think just a little bit with me.
请大家跟我一同思想。
In your Christian life, in your walks of faith, have you ever had this kind of question?
在你的心里面，在你的基督徒生活里面，有没有这样的问题？
I'm being very honest here. Yes, I have.
我很诚实，我确实有这样的问题。
My struggles, my wishes, my wants, my doubts.
我的挣扎，我的愿望，需要，还有我的疑惑。
You know, sometimes we, you know, yes, we don't live in a time like the Thessalonians did at that time.
是的，我们生活的时间跟帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹的时代是不一样的。
We have a lot less persecutions than at that time.
跟那个时候相比，我们没有受那么多的逼迫。
We have persecutions. Don't be mistaken.
不要错的认为我们没有受逼迫。
Just turn on TVs, you will know what I'm talking about.
如果你打开电视的话，就知道我的意思。
But the persecution is not like the brothers and sisters at Thessalonians at that time.
但是这样的逼迫跟帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹当时所受的逼迫是不一样的。
After our gathering today here, many of us may be thinking, what's for dinner?
今天我们聚会结束之后，很多弟兄姐妹会想晚饭吃什么。
At that time, for the Thessalonians, they may be thinking, "How will I live till tomorrow?"
而那个时候，帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹他们所思想的是如何能够明天还活着。
We don't have that kind of difficulty, right?
我们没有那样的难处，对不对？
But in our lives, our struggle in our faith is still real.
但是呢？在我们的生命当中，我们的挣扎是真实。
And we do wonder, is God there? And if He's there, does He care about us?
我们确实想要知道神还在那里吗？如果他在那里，他还关心我们吗？
Now when we come to the second letter that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians,
那在保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦的第二封书信里面，
they are faced with the same question.
他们也面临着同样的问题。
Because between the first letter and the second letter, there's only a few months that passed.
那么在第一封信和第二封信之间，不过只过了几个月。
It's very abnormal for Paul to write a letter back to the same church in such a short period of time.
对保罗来说，在这样短的间隔之内写两封书信写给同一个教会是很少见的。
You know, why? Why did he write a letter, such a letter, to back to Thessalonians, the church there, in such a short time?
那保罗为什么在这么短的时间内要给帖撒罗尼迦教会写第二封信呢？
Now, if you go to chapter 2, you don't need to go to chapter 2, but I can tell you, in chapter 2, he explains why.
那如果我们看第二章的话，虽然我们不需要翻到那里，那保罗在那里告诉我们原因。
He's saying that there's a report.
因为呢，他听说
there's a report, there's this saying in the church that the Lord Jesus has already come.
因为在教会里面流传说耶稣基督已经来了。
You know, the coming of the Lord Jesus was the main theme in the first letter.
大家知道在前书当中主的再来是前书的主题。
The Thessalonian brothers and sisters at that time, they were facing with persecutions from the government.
当时在帖撒罗尼迦教会的 弟兄姐妹他们受到来自教会来自政府的逼迫。
They're facing persecutions from other Jewish people.
他们也受到来自犹太人的逼迫。
They were facing persecutions from their relatives.
他们也受到来自他们亲属的逼迫。
They're facing all these persecutions from all sides, but there's one hope for them.
他们受到来自各方的逼迫，但是他们当中有一个盼望。
That the Lord Jesus will come one day.
就是主耶稣基督要再来。
And that the Lord, they will meet up with the Lord Jesus in the clouds, in the heavens, one day.
他们在云中要与主相遇。
That because of this hope that they were able to persevere and move on and continue on.
因着这样的盼望，所以他们能够忍耐，他们能够坚持下去。
That this is such an encouragement for them that, hey, Jesus will come, and when he comes again, you all will be delivered.
他们有这样的盼望，主耶稣基督要再来，再来的时候，他们都要得到拯救。
You know, it was this great and strong hope for them that they were able to continue walking on this difficult life.
这样让他们心里面能够有真实的、有力的盼望，让他们能够继续生活下去。
But now there's this report, there's this saying that, hey, the Lord Jesus already came.
但是呢，这个时候教会里面流传说基督已经来了。
And guess what? You guys are left out.
结果呢，你们被丢下了。
You know, at that time, the transferring of information isn't as fast as today.
我们也知道那时候信息的传递没有像现在这样。
If there's a news,
如果有一个传说的话
，and it's a fake news.
如果是假消息的话
，If you want to debunk it，
如果你想要赤驳这样的假消息
，It's not that easy，
并不容易。
Paul wrote this letter to them to try to explain to them, "Hey, you're not left out."
保罗写给他们这封信是要向他们解释，你们并没有被丢下。
Because to the Thessalonian brothers and sisters at that time, just put yourself in their shoes.
大家想象一下，如果我们处在那种情形之下
，Okay, you live this difficult life because of your belief.
因着你的信，你生活在这样艰难的条件里面。
And you have this one hope.
你只有一个盼望。
That keeps you on going.
让你坚持下去。
Is that the Lord Jesus Christ will come again, and when He comes, the good days will come.
也就是呢，主耶稣基督还要再来。当他来的时候，你们要得到拯救。
And now you hear this that you are left out.
现在我们却听说我们被丢下了。
He already came.
他已经来过了。
But you're still here.
但是你们却还在这里。
It's as if you're on the train platform waiting for the train to come.
就好像你在站台上等候火车到来。
I have this painful experience when I go to England, right? When I go to Great Britain for business trips.
我到英国出差的时候，我就有过这样痛苦的经历。
Every single time I'm there.
每一次我去那里。
Every single time.
每一次。
I'm there. I was there 4 times.
我去过四次。
Happened to me 4 times.
就发生了四次。
There's cancellation of the train, and there's strikes going on, and the whole train system breaks down.
就是四次都遇到罢工，每一次火车都被取消。
So the train will come, on it tells you it's delayed 5 minutes, it's delayed 10 minutes, it's delayed 25 minutes. Oh, it's canceled. Well, okay.
结果车来的时候就告诉我们说，车要晚十分钟，要晚五分钟，要晚十分钟，要晚25分钟，最后取消。
You're waiting for this train to come so that he can take you away.
你等这个车来把你接走。
But now there's news.
但是却有消息来了。
The train wasn't canceled.
火车不是取消了。
The train already came, but you missed it.
而是火车已经来过了，但是你错过了。
How will you feel?
你会如何感觉？
This is why Paul wrote this letter to them.
这就是保罗给他们写信的原因。
To try to encourage them, to assure them.
来鼓励他们，来给他们保证。
That their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not in vain.
你们向着主的信心不是徒然的。
What they believe is still there.
你们所相信的仍然存留。
And most importantly, what they're suffering through right now is actually proof.That God still exists.
更重要的是，他们所经历的乃是证明神的信实。
That the suffering that they're going through is the proof that Christ is still working in their lives.
他们所遭遇的患难来证明基督还在他们当中做工。
So in these first five verses from verse 1 through 5,
所以这五节经文从第一到第五节，
Paul gave them four assurances.
保罗给了他们四个保证。
So we will go through these four assurances for them.
我们一起来看保罗给他们这四个证保证。
确据可能。
确据。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the four assurances, let's take a look at them.
我们一起来看这四个确据。
So number one.
第一个。
Let's look at the first two verses.
我们来看前两节经文。
It says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在神我们的父和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
You know, in verses 1 and 2, you may see that, oh, this is just a greeting.
第一节、第二节我们读的时候觉得这不过就是一个问候。
But there are some interesting things in this greeting.
但是在这个问候当中有一些有趣的东西。
And this is the first assurance.
这是第一个确据。
In verse 1 and 2, you see that there's a similar introductory sentence that Paul used when compared to the first letter.
那么在这两节里面，我们看到保罗的问候和前书当中有相似的一面。
You know, you can see that Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, they're still serving together at this point.
我们看到在这个时候，保罗、希拉、提摩太他们仍然在一起同工。
In the first letter, it's also the three of them together greeting the church.
在第一封书信当中，同样是他们三个人一同问候教会。
But from this greeting, if you compare with the first letter's greeting, you can see that there's one thing that is the same and one thing that is different.
在前两节的问候当中，我们看到和前书相比的话，有一个相同的地方，有一个不同的地方。
However, both, no matter if it's the same as the first letter or the different from the first letter, the purpose is all to encourage them.
但是无论呢是相同之处还是不同之处，他们的目的都是要鼓励在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹。
What's the same between the first letter and the second letter? What's the same?
好，那第一封信和第二封信相同的地方是什么？
The same, okay? Paul mentioned that the church of Thessalonians is in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
相同的地方就是在帖撒罗尼迦的教会是在主父神里面的。
This didn't change.
这个没有改变。
It says that in the first letter, Paul told them, "You are a church."
在第一封信当中，保罗说你们是教会。
The word church is just a generic word.
教会是一个很普遍的词。
The word church just means assembly.
教会的意思就是一群聚集。
It means an assembly of people.
就是一群人聚在一起。
But what's so special about this assembly of people?
但是这群人聚集特殊之处。
It's that this group of people is the people of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一群人特殊之处，他们是属于父神和主耶稣基督的。
You know, other people can assemble.
其他的人也可以聚在一起。
You know, I don't know if you have Friday night Bible studies.
知道你们有周五的查经，周五晚上查经。
If you do, you know a lot of people Friday night. What does Friday night mean?
那么礼拜五晚上的意思是什么
？Friday night means party night.
对其他人来讲是party 的时间。
Because tomorrow I can sleep a whole day, so tonight I can party all night.
因为明天我可以休息一整天，所以今天晚上我可以整夜的狂欢。
That's also assembly of people.
那也叫做一群人聚集。
But this assembly of people is different.
但是这一群聚集的人是不一样的。
They don't gather for their own pleasure.
他们不是为了自己的欢乐而聚在一起。
They gather for the Father's pleasure.
他们是为了父的喜悦而聚集。
They belong to God.
他们属于神。
And not only that, they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅如此，他们也属于主耶稣基督。
And Paul, in the very, very first sentence in this letter, is telling them.
在保罗在这封书信的一开始就告诉他们。
In the second letter to them, in the very first sentence, Paul is telling them.
在第二封书信里面的第一句，保罗就这样告诉他们。
Jesus didn't leave.
耶稣基督活着。
He didn't come and go.
耶稣基督并没有离开，他不是来了又走了。
You are still the church of God the Father and the Lord Jesus.
你们仍然是父神和主耶稣基督的教会。
You are still belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你们仍然属于主耶稣基督。
You know, just imagine you are that reader at that time. Your heart is filled with questions and worry.
想象的话，你就是这封书信当时的读者，你心里面有问题，有疑惑，担心。
But when you read the first greeting, it says, "Church of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ."
当你读到说教会父神和主耶稣基督的教会
，This is something of encouragement. That would be such encouragement to me.
这就是鼓励，对我来讲也就是鼓励。
I am.Still belonging to the Lord Jesus.
我仍旧属于主耶稣基督。
Now, what's the difference?
不同的地方在哪里？
What's the difference? The difference is in the first letter, it says grace and peace to you.
不同的地方在前书里面，保罗是说愿
a grace to you and peace.
恩惠和平安。
Right, grace to you and peace.
愿恩惠归于你们平安。
And something interesting, Paul in the second letter added something to that.
但是有趣的是，在后书里面保罗加上一些东西。
What did it say? Verse 2.
第二节他说什么呢？
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿恩典归于你们，但平安从我们父神和主耶稣基督。
He specifically mentioned it again.
他特别再次提到
You know, in verse 1, it says, just hear how I say it, right? To the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在第一节里面说，在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
Second verse, immediately he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He repeats the exact sentence twice, again, consecutively.
在第二节里面，他说：“愿恩惠和平安从我们的父神和主耶稣基督。”他重复说到父神和主耶稣基督。
You know, this is something. If you're writing a letter, this is a really bad grammar. You know.
如果你写信的话，这样写的话，这是很糟的语法。
You don't write the same exact sentence twice consecutively. You don't do that.
你不会呢，重复在。连续的两句话当中来重复的使用 一些句子。
When you write God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ twice consecutively, it means that you want to say something.
如果你重复的写了两次我们的父神和主耶稣基督的话，表明你要强调一些事情。
What he wants to talk about is grace and peace to you, yes, still from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要强调的是愿恩惠平安，是的，从我们的父神和主耶稣基督。
I won't go too much detail into what grace and peace is, but these are two of the most important blessings that God can give to us.
我不会花太多时间详细讲恩惠和平安，但是这两样是父神所赐给我们最重要的祝福。
This grace is something that we don't deserve.
这样的恩典是我们所不配的。
If you worked and you get paid, that's not called grace. That's called wage.
如果你做工得到了薪水，这个不叫恩典，这叫做你的工价。
You getting the grace means that's something you do not deserve.
你得到恩典的话，就说明是你不配的。
The salvation.That's what's talking about here is something from the Lord Jesus Christ, something that we do not deserve.
这里面讲到的救恩，就从主耶稣基督来的救恩，是我们所不配的。
But you've received this great grace from him.
但是我们却从他领受了这极大的恩典。
What's peace?
那么平安呢？
Peace is not just, oh, okay, today I'm not going to argue with people. You know, I live my peace, my life peacefully, and I go home and no fighting. That's peace.
平安不是说我今天来了能够跟大家 和睦相处，我不和任何人争吵，我平平安安的回家。
You know what's the greatest peace that we can have?
大家知道我们所有的最大的平安是什么吗？
What is this peace talking about here?
保罗在这里讲的平安是什么？
Do you know that men and God are at war with each other?
是否知道神和人其实是在征战里面？
You know, there's no peace between God and men.
在人和神中间没有和平。
If you read the Bible, you will know what I'm talking about. There's no peace between God and men.
如果你读圣经知道在人和神之间是没有和平的。
But the Lord Jesus Christ came and he delivered this peace between God and men.
但是耶稣基督来了，将这样的和平赐给人。
The Lord Jesus didn't bring peace to the world. He said it himself, I'm not here to bring peace to the world.
主来他不是把这个平安带给这个世界，他说我来不是把这个和平带给这个世界。
Don't be mistaken. Don't think that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be peaceful with the world. No.
不要以为你信了主耶稣基督，你就和这个世界和平了，不是这样。
Actually, there will be more conflict with the world.
而是让我们跟这个世界有更多的冲突。
What's this peace?
这个平安是什么？
This peace is that we are no longer at war with God.
这个平安讲的是说我们跟神之间能够和平。
Is that today we can come to Him just like all of you are? Come to Him as we are.
今天我们能够照着我们的本相来到他的面前。
We have this grace that we don't deserve, this salvation, perfect salvation. That's the grace.
我们有这样我们所不配的得救的恩典。
We have this peace that the Lord Jesus has given to us.
我们也有主耶稣基督所赐给我们的和平。
And Paul here wants to emphasize that's different from the first letter. Second letter here, he wants to emphasize, hey, this grace and peace, it's coming from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
与第一封信不同的地方在于，保罗想要强调这样的和平是来自出自。
The first assurance is that Paul is telling these brothers and sisters,
那第一个确据是保罗告诉弟兄姐妹,
despite your questions and doubts,
尽管你有问题有疑惑,
the Lord Jesus is still here with you.
主耶稣基督仍然与你们同在,
that God the Father is still watching you.
父神仍然在看顾你们。
Doesn't matter how you feel,
不论你感觉如何,
That's the fact.
那是事实。
That you are still the people of God.
你们仍然是神的子民。
What's the second assurance?
第二个确据呢?
Second assurance is that our Lord, our God, listen. Can we, the PowerPoint turn? Assurance number two is that our Lord, our God, he listened to Paul's prayers.And are continuing to do the great work at the church of Thessalonica.
第二点呢，是我们的父神听保罗的祷告，他仍然继续在他的教会做工。
Can we go back one slide? Sorry. There you go. You know, verse 3, what does it say?
第三节说什么呢？
It says, We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right.Because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing.
弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
We gotta go to the first letter again.
我们再来看第一封信。
Today we gotta go back and forth.
今天我们要翻来翻去。
But the first letter, Paul was comforted and encouraged by the news.Of the Thessalonians' faith and love.
在第一封信中，保罗因帖撒罗尼迦人的信心和爱心而带来的消息，让他得到安慰。
The Thessalonians are so good. The Thessalonian brothers and sisters are so good in their faith and love that they became the good example to not only just one church, but the church of that entire region.
帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹他们的在信心和爱心里面表现如此之好，使他们不单单成为他们当时的一个榜样，而且成为所有当时那个地区的教会的榜样。
It's interesting if you look at the book of Acts.
如果我们来看使徒行传的话，就非常有趣。
The Bible actually describes the Thessalonians as someone who are really, really, really good.
那圣经告诉我们说，帖撒罗尼迦教会是非常非常好的教会。
They are filled with love and faith.
他们充满了爱心和信心。
And what Paul, in the first letter writing to them, is, I thank God so much for the faith and love that you have.
保罗给他们写信的时候说，我为着你们的信心和爱心向神充满了感谢。
And you know what? I want to come back and join you.
保罗说，我想回到你们当中，跟你们在一起。
I want to come back and share more with you of God's words.
我想回来跟你们可以分享神更多的话。
So that your love and faith can continue to grow.
以致你们的爱心和信心可以继续的增长。
You're already really good. You're doing so good.
你们已经非常的好。
But my prayer is that I can come back and help you and grow even more.
但是我的祷告是我可以回来帮助你们，让他们可以更加的增长。
But Paul also said in that letter what happened.
那保罗在那封信里面还说发生了什么事呢？
That for some reason he didn't know that God stopped him from going back.
因他也不知道出于什么原因神禁止他回去。
God doesn't allow him, isn't allowing him to go back to the Thessalonian brothers and sisters.
神不允许他回到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹当中。
And that's why, part of the reason why in the first letter, Paul many times, over and over again, prayed for their love and faith to increase.
这就是为什么保罗在第一封信当中他一直为他们祷告，希望他们的信心和爱心增长。
When we come to the second letter,
那我们看第二封信的时候，
After a couple months been passed,
几个月之后，
If you read verse 3 here,
如果我们读到这里的第三节，
What do you see?
看到了什么呢？
You do see that indeed GodHas done the wonderful work.
我们看到神做了奇妙的工作。
That indeed, the brothers and sisters at Thessalonians had their faith and love increase.
那帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹，他们的爱心、信心的确在主里面增长。
Do you see it?
看到了没有？
Was Paul there?
保罗所说的。
No, Paul didn't go back.
保罗并不在那里，他没有回去。
But did God work?
神有没有做工？
Did the Lord Jesus work?
主耶稣有没有做工？
Yes, absolutely.
是的，绝对是。
That Lord Jesus worked in their lives so that their love and faith indeed in this persecution has continued to grow.
主耶稣基督在他们当中做工，使他们在逼迫当中，他们的信心、爱心能够增长。
Not only grow, but here it says grow, it grew abundantly.
不单单增长，而且是格外的增长。
Because Paul heard this news back, he was following up, you see. He was following up with the, like, what's going on in the church? What's going on in that church? I'm not there, but I want to know what's going on. And he heard from the report coming back, there's a good news and a bad news.
所以呢，保罗虽然人不在那里，但是他一直关心在那里面，一直打听那边的消息，有消息回来说，有消息回来告诉保罗在那里的情况。
And the good news is that yes, their love and faith has continued to grow abundantly.
他听到了好消息和坏消息。好消息就是他们的信心格外的增长。
You know, this is amazing because this shows that God is a God that listens to prayers.
这实在是非常的稀奇，因为告诉我们说神是听祷告的神。
What's even more amazing to Paul is it didn't require Paul to go back to them.
那对保罗来讲，更稀奇的是，这不需要保罗回去。
God continued to work in their lives because God is the real worker.
神在他们的生命当中继续的做工，因为神是真正做工的。
And that is why Paul here it says he ought to thank God.
所以为这就是保罗为什么在这里面说我要应该来感谢神。
He thinks that he ought to. He ought to means that he thinks it's his responsibility.
他说我应该，说应该就是说 表明这是他的责任。
This is his duty to thank God because God listened to prayers.
这是他的责任，他要感谢神，因为神听了他的祷告。
You know, if we think of our own lives,
如果我们想想我们自己的生活，
sometimes we actually think that coming to God and giving thanks and giving praise to Him, we are doing God a favor. You see.
有时候我们觉得我们到神面前来，我们来感谢他，我们跟他祷告，其实是我们其实是我们给神一个面子。
Yeah, 给神一个面子。That's a good translation, right? It's like, oh, I'm so busy in my life. What, God, you want me to thank you? Take time to thank you? All right. I'll come to you. I'll thank you just a little bit.
你会觉得我生命中这样的忙，但是我现在愿意来到神的面前跟他祷告，来感谢神啊！我要感谢神，好吧，我来感谢你。
Saying grace before meals, they don't count.
在吃饭之前来感谢他，这个不算数。
How many times do you come to the Lord each day and say, Lord, I thank you?
每天你有多少次到神面前，到主面前跟他说，主啊，我感谢你。
You know, to Paul, he couldn't stop.
对于保罗来讲，他是没有办法停止。
He's so amazed at the work of God when he thinks about God that he couldn't stop thanking God.
当他想到神所做的工作的时候，他没有办法停止下来感谢神。
He can see that God himself is still doing the work.
他看到神在继续做他的工作。
And here indeed, he's showing brothers and sisters that, hey, your love has increased. This is the work of God.
在这里面，他告诉弟兄姐妹说，你们信心增长的时候，说明神在你们里面继续的工作。
God the Father and the Lord Jesus didn't give up on you.
父神和主耶稣基督并没有放弃你们。
You're not left alone.
你们没有被丢下。
You are continuing to be taken care of by them.
他们父神和主耶稣基督在继续的看顾你们。
That's a second assurance. God listens to prayers, right?
这是第二个确据，就是神是听祷告的。
What's the third assurance?
第三个确据。
Third assurance talks about that the persecution is a gift of God.
第三个确据是逼迫。
It says, you know, therefore we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring.
我们在神的各教会中夸奖你们，因为你们在所遭受的一切迫害和磨难中都坚忍不拔，坚守信仰。
Persecution is a gift of God.
逼迫是来自神的礼物。
Let me ask you, how many of you have gone through elementary schools in China or Taiwan?
问一下，你们有多少人是在大陆或者台湾上小学？
Can you raise your hand? Yeah? Okay, good. How many of you have received, in China at least, how many of you have received like the good student mark on you?It doesn't matter if it's the red flower or the three stripes, right, that you wear. How many of you have received that?
有多少人收到过那种表彰，小红花或者三条杠这样的表扬。
When you receive that, what does it mean?
收到这些表的时候是什么意思？
You're exemplary.
你出类拔萃。
Yeah, 出类拔萃, yes.Right? You are the role model of all the other students.
你是所有其他学生的榜样。
Teacher will boast about you.
老师要夸奖你。
Your parents will boast about you, right? In front of other parents.
你父母在其他父母面前吹牛。
Right? When they're eating with other parents,Doesn't matter if it's related, they somehow have to build in this topic to bring up, oh, my kid just, you know, got three stripes. Nothing much, but just got it.
当他们跟其他父母吃饭的时候，他们会有意无意的把这件事情你们得奖啊这件事情提出来，让人家注意。
You boast about you.
你也自夸。
Maybe you will not say it outwardly.
也许你外面不会讲。
Oh, but trust me, in your heart, you are boasting about you.
但是在你的里面，你相信我，你会自夸。
You're patting yourself on the back and say, "Good job, Jeff."
你拍拍自己的后背说
"Good job,"
干得好。
Keep it up.
继续干。
But it's interesting that what Paul is boasting about here is different.
但是有趣的是，我们看看保罗在这里面所夸奖的是不同的事情。
Paul here is boasting about their faith and their steadfastness in persecutions.
保罗在这里面所夸奖他们的是在逼迫当中，他们信心可以坚定不移。
You know, we all love, I use the example of being a good student because we all love boasting about things that are good to look at.
我用作为好学生为例子，表明我们都喜欢那些看上去好的事情来夸耀。
We love to boast about things of our outer appearance.
我们为着我们的外表来夸耀。
It doesn't matter if it's how good or handsome or pretty you look, or how good of a job you did, or what kind of job you have.
无论是我们的长相如何，或者我们工作的成绩如何，或者我们工作本身有多高贵。
Or how many people you have spread the gospel towards and they believe in the gospel because of what you said.
甚至我们有多少人因为我们所传的福音而信了主。
By the way, it's never what you said. It's always what God said.
其实不是你说了什么，是神在说话。
It's what you said, well, they better be careful.
如果是你说的话，你要小心。
But we love to think about and boast about the outward things.
但是我们却喜欢想，也喜欢彰显外面这些事情。
But what makes Paul boast is on their faith and steadfastness in the midst of persecutions.
但保罗在这里面所要夸奖的是在逼迫当中他们的信心
以及
他们的坚韧。
Are they out of the persecution? Have they already came out of the persecution? No, they're still in persecution.
他们并没有脱离逼迫，他们仍然在逼迫之中。
So what is there to boast about?
那他们有什么好夸的？
I don't know about you, but Thanksgiving, do you guys have Thanksgiving gatherings for brothers and sisters to make testimonies about what they give to God thanks for?
我不知道大家，但是在感恩节的时候，大家有没有聚会来做见证，感谢神所赐给我们的？
Or have you ever gone to any kind of gathering that gives thanks, or the message is giving thanks to God?
那大家有没有参加这样的聚会，感恩的聚会，弟兄姐妹向神感恩？
Let me tell you, I've heard, at least not in my memory, I have not heard this kind of giving thanks.
但是至少在我的记忆中，在这样的聚会中，我没有听过这样的见证。
God, I'm still suffering. God, I'm still in pain, but I give thanks to you.
主啊，我仍然在受苦，我仍然遭受这样的痛苦，但是我感谢你。
My trouble has not been resolved.
我所受的难处并没有解决。
My questions, my issues are still there.
我的问题，我的难处还在那里。
But I give thanks to you.
但是我感谢你。
You know, when I hear giving thanks, it's always what?
当我听到感恩的时候是什么呢？
Some time ago, I had pain, and God helped me. Now I'm not in pain anymore.
我一段时间之前，我曾经有过痛苦，但是神感谢我，我现在已经解决了。
I'm not saying that kind of testimony is bad, okay? Don't stop giving that kind of testimony. That's really good.
我不是说这样的见证不好，请大家不要再也不要做这样的见证，这样的见证很好。
But my question is, why is it that for the past 20, 30 years, I have not heard, at least I have not heard, maybe you have, I searched my memory, I haven't heard a testimony that says, I'm still failing, and I thank God for it.
但是在我的记忆中，至少在我的记忆里面，在过去二三十年里面，我没有听过这样的见证说，虽然 我还在痛苦之中，还没有解决我的问题。我不知道你们有没有听过这样的见证，但是我还是要感谢神。
We don't boast about difficult times.
我们不会因我们的难处而夸口。
What's steadfastness?
坚韧不拔是什么意思？
What did the book of James say about steadfastness?
雅各书是如何讲到我们的坚韧？
To be steadfast means not waver.
那就是我们不放弃。
What does waver mean?
放弃是什么意思？
Waver means your emotion, your lives goes up and down, according to what's happening in your life.
那个意思就是说，我们的情绪会跟着我们生活当中所经历的而起伏。
Sometimes people's lives, they go up and down with the stock market.
有的时候我们的生活会跟着股市而起伏。
Sometimes people's life go up and down on whether or not they can find a girlfriend or not.
有的时候呢，则是根据我们能不能找到一个女朋友我们而起伏。
The book of James says, no, you don't waver, don't go up and down, up and down.
而雅各书则告诉我们说，我们不要我们的人不要起伏。
Even when you're in pain, what should you do?
即使在痛苦当中，你应当做什么呢？
Even when you're in tribulation, sufferings, what should you do?
即使在患难当中，你应当做什么？
You should have great joy.
你应该有大喜乐。
Great joy.
大喜乐。
Are we crazy that we're in pain and we need to have great joy?
我们有病吧？我们在痛苦当中我们还要大喜乐。
No, the book of James was saying, hey, you need to have great joy because this means God is training you.
雅各书却告诉我们说，在患难中你们要大喜乐，因为这是告诉我们说神在训练我们。
Right, in verses 2 and 3, right, in book of James it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kindsFor you know what the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete without lacking.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
2, 2, 3, and 4.
第二节、第三节、第四节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
What is the Bible saying? When you are going through persecutions and trials and sufferings, what's actually happening in your life?
当我们经过试炼、患难、忍耐的时候，圣经告诉我们说，我们的生命和生活经历的是什么？
That God is still working.
告诉我们说，神仍然在我们身上做工。
That you can have steadfastness in your faith.
所以你的信心可以生成忍耐。
And that in this steadfastness that you may be perfected.
在这样的忍耐当中，你可以被成全。
That you may be built upon so that the life of the Lord Jesus Christ can be complete in you more and more.
所以你可以被建造起来，让耶稣基督的生命在你里面越来越完全。
You know, and that is why Paul is boasting about their sufferings.
这就是保罗为什么为他们的患难而夸口。
You know, even in the book of Romans, it talked about this.
罗马书也讲到这一点。
That it talks about, don't worry about reading it, but it talks about suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame.
那讲到患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
You see, sufferings in our lives, a lot of times is what God uses to build us up.
许多时候是神用来建造我们生命。
We may not like it.
也许我们并不喜欢。
You know, we want a life of comfort.
我们喜欢舒适的生活。
But do you know, it's almost like it's a truth in our lives, that true character can only be built through suffering.
但是在我们的生命当中有这样一个真理，大家应该知道，就是痛苦才会建造品格。
That a lot of times the greatest and the deepest lessons that we learn in life come through suffering.
我们生命当中所学习到的最深刻、最完全的功课，常常来自我们的患难。
It's unfortunate, but that's a fact.
这虽然不幸，但是确实事实。
That we need to be broken and then be built back up.
我们需要被破碎，然后被重新建造起来。
You know, there is a very famous Christian songwriter called Laura Story. Do you know her?
有一个基督徒诗歌非常著名的作者叫做
Laura Story. Her last name is Story.
Laura Story.
You know what happened to her?
大家知道她所经历的吗？
When she got married in the first year with her husband,
当她结婚的第一年，
her husband was diagnosed with brain tumor.
她先生生了脑瘤。
And this is cancer, and it needs to be treated right away.
是得了癌症，需要马上的治疗。
From that point on, her marriage, basically, she lived in the hospital with her husband.
从那个时候开始，她的婚姻生活基本上就是在医院里面度过的。
Her husband survived.
她丈夫活下来了。
But her husband has permanent brain damage, so her husband's vision is gone.
但是她先生的脑部受了永远的伤害，她的视力也失去了。
Her husband is disabled.
成为残疾。
She was a Christian at that time, a really dedicated Christian.
但那个时候已经是一个非常奉献的基督徒。
She asked God, why?
她问神为什么。
But yet she didn't let go of her faith.
但是她没有放弃。
She continued searching and searching.
她一直在寻求寻求。
And that's how she wrote this song called Blessings.
所以呢，最终她写了一首诗歌叫做祝福。
I encourage you to listen to the song. It's a beautiful song.
鼓励大家去听这首美丽的诗歌。
It's called Blessings by Laura. Laura, you know, Laura, and then her last name is Story. Laura Story.
这首诗歌就是 Blessing, 作者就是 Laura Story.
Let me read you some of the sentences from that song. Hopefully it's easy to translate. I'll try to make it easy.
我给大家念一下这里的歌词。
It says, What if your blessings come through raindrops?
一天，你的祝福借着雨滴临到。
What if your healing come through tears? What if?
如果你的医治是借着眼泪来临。
What if the trials of this life, the sufferings of this life, are your mercies in disguise?
如果你的怜悯 ，sorry。
Are your mercies in disguise?
啊，如果你的怜悯是化妆的。
Yeah, 如果这个 suffering 啊，这个
痛苦
是掩饰化妆的祝福，就是的背后是祝福 ，right?Beautiful song. I really encourage you to listen to it.
非常美丽的诗歌。
She asks,
她问,
What if the greatest blessings in life is coming through these sufferings?
如果生命中最大的祝福是来自眼泪的话。
What if, in order to know you, God, more, what it takes?Is all these tears and sufferings.
如果我们能够认识你，乃是借着这些眼泪的话。
You know, this is a lot of times in our lives, we are Christians, we need to have a different perspective.
那么作为基督徒，我们面对这些事情，对于我们需要有不同的眼光。
What is it that we boast about?
我们夸耀什么？
Is it that we only boast about the good things?
我们只为好事情夸耀吗？
Or we can see that actually God is working in our lives through different kinds of sufferings.
还是我们看到神借着各样的患难在我们生命当中来做工？
You know, this verse is something that Paul is trying to tell Thessalonian brothers and sisters.
那保罗就是在要告诉帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹的就是这件事。
That hey, I'm boasting about you because of your suffering, because of your faith in suffering.
我为着你们的逼迫和你们在患难中的信心而夸耀。
And you know, this kind of suffering is actually the proof that God is still with you because he's still continuing to work in your lives.
这样的患难来证明神还在你们生命当中来继续的做工。
What's the fourth assurance?
第四个确据是什么？
It says, this is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering.
第四节，这是神公义审判的证据，使你们可算配得神的国，你们也为这国受苦。
So this verse, verse 5 and verse 6 is actually one sentence.
那这一节呢和第三节是一句话。
No, verse 5 and verse 6 are one sentence.
第四和第五节是一句话。
No, no, verse 5 and verse 6.
第五节和第六节是同一句话。
This is the fourth assurance, verse 5 and 6, right? So, but we're only going to talk about verse 5 today.
第五节、第六节是同一句话，但是今天呢，我们只分享第五节。
So verse 5, it says, this is the evidence of the righteous of God that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering.
第五节说，这正是神公义审判的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
Let me put this in a more simple language.
让我用简单的话。
Because this entire sentence is actually difficult to understand.
因为整句话一起看有些困难。
Throughout the church history for 2,000 years, there are different interpretations of these two verses.
在教会过去2000年的历史中，对这两节经文有不同的解释。
But taking aside the controversy, let me put this in a more simple way for you.
我们不管那些争论，让我们用简单的话来解释。
It says, there is this kingdom of God.
这里有神的国。
There's a kingdom of God, but not everyone can live in that kingdom. Not everyone can be in that kingdom.
这里有神的国，但不是每一个人都可以住在神的国里。
The people that belong, that already live in that kingdom of God, they actually exhibit some kind of qualities or characteristics that shows that they're the citizens of the kingdom of God.
已经进入并且活在这个国度里的他们彰显出一定的品格让他们可以进入到神的国里。
Let me say this very carefully.
让我非常小心地说。
This is not something that... Okay, I'll come back to it. It's very...important that we talk about it, but I'll go through it first. Paul is saying that it's because of the persecutions and sufferings that they've gone through.
那这样说，保罗说，因为他们所经历的逼迫和患难。
It's the evidence that God is deeming them worthy for the kingdom of God.
那就说明呢，神，就
称他们为配得的，
称他们配得进入这个神的国的证据。
But let's be very, very careful here.
让我们非常非常的小心。
Because it's important to miss this.
因为我们很可能会没有留意。
I am not saying, and the Bible is not saying, it's because of their persecution and the sufferings that they've gone through. Now they're qualified to go into the kingdom of God.
圣经并没有说，因为他们所经历的逼迫和患难，现在他们有资格进入神的国。
No. This is not they're qualified to enter into a kingdom of God.
不是说他们现在有资格进入神的国。
It's not as if they want to enter into a kingdom of God, there's someone waiting at the gate and ask, "Hey, have you suffered?" Yeah, all right, come in.
这不是说有人在神国的门口等着来问他们说你受苦了吗？你如果你受苦 ，OK， 你可以进来。
You are worthy.
所以你有资格。
No, no, no. This is not what it's saying.
不是圣经，不是说这个件事情。
What this entire sentence is saying is that you are already in the kingdom of God.
整句是说你们已经在神的国里。
But you display some kind of quality in your life.
但是在你们的生命当中，你们彰显出一些品格。
That shows you are the kingdom of God. You are in the kingdom of God.
表明你们已经在神的国里面。
And why are you in the kingdom of God?
你们为什么已经在神的国里？
It's because God has deemed you to be worthy to be the kingdom in the kingdom of God.
因为神算你们配得进神的国。
Is that clear?
讲清楚没有？
That's very different, right?
是非常，这两种说法是非常不同的。
Persecution and suffering is not a condition, like a qualification for you to enter into it.
患难和逼迫不是他们。不是我们进入神国的条件。
It's because you are the citizens of the kingdom of God.
因为你们是神国的子民。
That you are suffering.
所以你们因此受苦。
And because of this suffering.
因为这样的受苦。
God, in his judgment, he will say what's right, what's not right, right? What's worthy, what's not worthy. In his judgment, he will say, you are worthy for the kingdom of God.
在神的审判之中，他要审判正确的、义的和不义的。在这样的审判里面，神说你配得，他算你配得进入神的。
This is actually God's design.
这是神所设计的。
Going back to the last point, it's just persecution. It's God's design in your life.
就像刚才讲的，逼迫是神在我们生命当中的设计。
God's design will perfect you. Yes.
神来设计如何能够让你得以成全。
God's design will also deem you to be worthy, to be considered worthy, to be living in the kingdom of God.
神的设计里面，他也设计了他要。
But what's interesting here is that it says that you may be considered worthy.
那这里面有趣的是讲说你们就算配得。
Are you worthy?
你配吗？
No, you're not.
我们不配。
You are considered to be worthy.
但是你算配得。
You see what I'm saying?
听懂了吗？
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕。
Did he have faith?
他有信心吗？
Just a little bit, actually.
他其实只有一点信心。
If you read his life, he wasn't a really good person.
如果你读他一生的故事，他不是一个很好的人。
Ask his wife.
问一下萨拉。
He wasn't a good husband.
他不是一个好丈夫。
If I did to my wife what he did to Sarah, I may be divorced.
如果我像亚伯拉罕对待他，对待萨拉一样对待我的妻子的话，萨拉可能跟他离婚了。
But what did God say to him?
但是神对他说什么？
Because of your faith,
以你信神，
that you may be considered righteous.
你被算为义。
He wasn't righteous.
他并不是
Not by a mile.
差老远了。
But he was considered to be righteous.
但是他被算为义。
Brothers and sisters, we're considered to be worthy.
弟兄姐妹，我们是算配得。
And it is God's judgment, it is God's design for people to go through sufferings.
这是神的设计乃是人要经过患难。
This is the proof that God's design is still working.
这证明了神的设计仍然有效。
That one day, when God comes back and judge the world again,
有一天当神来再次审判世界的时候，
when God sees them,
神看到他们，
God will say, "You are worthy."
神会说你配得。
You are worthy.
你是配的。
You know, in conclusion,
最后的结论。
Sometimes we may feel, bring back to the first point, right? Sometimes we may feel, we may ask, God, are you there?
回到第一点，有的时候我们不确定神在哪里吗？
You know, many times in our lives, it may seem that God is silent.
很多时候在我们生命当中，我们觉得神沉默了。
He's not doing anything to help me.
他什么都不做来帮助他，他根本不来帮助我。
Are you even there? Or do you even care?
你在哪里吗？你在意吗？
But here, from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, we can see.
但是在保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹的信里面，我们看到。
Yes, the suffering did not go away. They're still there in suffering.
他们仍然在遭受患难。
But these are the four assurances that he's encouraging those brothers and sisters.
但是保罗用这四个确据来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
I hope that it can encourage us, encourage me, encourage you today.
我希望今天他也同样的来鼓励我，来鼓励我们每一个人。
That first, we are in Christ, and that will never change.
首先，我们是在基督里面，这是永远也不会改变的。
The heaven and earth will fade.
天地都要过去。
His words will still remain.
但是他的话永远存。
What does this word say? That we are in Him and He in us.
主说我们在他里面，他在我们里面。
Assurance number two is that, hey, He will listen to prayers, and He will not only listen to prayers, He will work it.
第二个确据是，他是听祷告的神，他不单单听祷告，而且他也做工。
Maybe what you ask for in your prayer isn't something that He wants to work on.
也许你祷告当中所求的并不是他所要想要做的。
See, that's the problem we have.
这是我们常有的问题。
What we ask for isn't what he wants to give us, so he won't give it to us.
我们所要求的并不是他所要给我们的，所以他不会给我们。
But what Paul asked for, oh yes, that's definitely what God wants to do.
但是保罗所求的绝对是神所要做的。
And he will work it, and he will work it abundantly.
他要做工，而且丰丰富富的做工。
Assurance number three is that, hey, suffering is actually, persecution is actually good for us.
第三个确据是，患难逼迫其实是对我们有益处。
This is actually the proof that God is still working with us.
这其实证明了神还在我们里面做工。
And assurance number four is that God has a wonderful design.
第四个确据是，神有一个奇妙的设计。
That he has this...judgment that one day you will face the good judgment and God will call you worthy.
就是神的设计里面他要审判，而在我们被审判的时候，神要说我们是配得的。
You know, we live in a world that teaches things that are contrary to what's taught in the Bible.
我们所生活的世界所教导我们的是跟圣经相矛盾的。
The world tells us that we need to seek comfort, we need to seekGood jobs, we need to seek a good life, we need to seek wealth.
这个世界告诉我们说，我们需要寻找安逸的生活，我们需要寻找一个
富足的生活。Right? I'm not saying this is bad. I'm not saying stop praying for this. Go ahead. We can pray, yes.
我不是说这是不好的事情，我们可以继续这样的祷告。
What I'm saying is when trouble comes,
我要说的是，当患难来到的时候
，Let us not worry，
让我们不要放弃
；Let us not doubt，
让我们不要
怀疑，
不要怀疑。
That we may have the right perspective to know that God is continuing to work in our lives。
我们能够有正确的观念，就是神继续的在我们生命当中做工。
And let's hold on to Him。With steadfastness.
让我们靠着信心能够持守。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your wonderful words.
主，为着你自己奇妙的话，我们感谢你。
We pray for the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
我们为着说的、翻译的和听的来感谢你。
That your work will not stop just here.
你的工作不会停在这里。
That even after we depart from this building today, that your life will continue to work on in our lives.
即使今天当我们离开这里的时候，你会继续在我们生命当中来做工。
We offer up these words to you.
我们把这些话交在你的手里。
May you help us so that it can become real in our lives.
愿你帮助我们，使你的话在我们生命当中能够真实。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。